We're going to have a great year. It's going to be a fantastic 2018. We're off to a very good start, as you know, with the great tax cuts and ANWR and getting rid of the individual mandate, which was very, very unpopular, as you know. But we are going to have a tremendous year. The stock market, I think, is going to continue to go up. Companies are going to continue to come into the country, and they're doing it now, soon to be a record clip. So we look forward to seeing you inside.
Welcome to Stephen Ritson in
Peace. Welcome to Stephen Ritson in Peace. Welcome to Stephen Ritson in Peace. Welcome to Stephen Ritson in Peace.
2018 starting off just as 2017 ended, a flurry of news and controversies.
All right, so President Trump went on a tweet storm on his first day back at work,
attacking his own Justice Department as a deep state secretly working to undermine his presidency.
Developing now a new war of words with North Korea, President Trump taunting North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un
regarding the size of his nuclear launch button,
bragging in a tweet that he has a bigger and more powerful nuclear button in North Korea.
But it doesn't stop there.
The president tonight apparently uncorking another astonishing statement.
The president is teaching little kids a new word.
Quote, why are we having all these people from
a word, a bad word,
blank hole,
asshole,
shithole countries.
Why do we want these people from, quote, all these shithole countries here?
We'll be able to control our own borders.
The truth is, we can't properly control immigration unless we leave the EU.
We will once again have an enormously greater control over our borders.
You have an Australian-style points-based system, but post-Brexit, post-June the 23rd, that option will be on the table.
You don't need free movement of people to have free trade and friendly cooperation.
The idea of staying within a common market but outside the political integration, I think that is feasible, yes.
And that means free movement of people.
It means free movement of labour. It doesn't mean EU citizenship with all the acquired rights.
I'm sorry, we've just been through three months of agony on the issue of immigration. Have been led to believe that what they have voted for is an end to free movement.
We've always been clear. We want a measure of control. It will be for a future parliament to determine the numbers and to determine, you know, how many students, how many doctors, how many family reunifications, whatever. But I don't think anyone has ever tried to put a number on it. That's obviously going to depend on the state of the economy at the time.
Do you have a figure that you think there should be for migration from the EU into the UK?
I was elected on a manifesto that said tens of thousands, and I want to stick to that.
I was elected on a manifesto to bring immigration down to the tens of thousands. I feel that it's going to be very difficult to do that whilst we stay in the EU. I want to give power back to the government that we elect to deliver on that promise.
The consensus in this country has been that Turkey should join the EU.
So if you vote to remain, ladies and gentlemen, you're voting to go into a political union with Turkey. You are voting to go into a free travel area with 77 million people and rising fast in Turkey.
David Cameron wants to pave the way from Ankara in Turkey to Brussels so that Turkey can join the EU. 75 million people. Turkey is bordered by Syria, Iran and Iraq. Do we think that's going to improve our security situation?
The British government does have a veto on Turkey joining, so we don't have to let them join.
No, it doesn't.
We have a veto, every country has a veto, and let's be clear, as Boris himself said, Turkey joining the EU is not remotely on the cards. At the current rate of progress, it would be decades, literally decades, before this even had a prospect of happening, and even at that stage, we would be able to say no.
Can you imagine Cyprus not vetoing this?
Imagine what will happen when you're paying for the euro bailouts.
We don't know how many more bailouts we're going to be dragged into.
You are going to pay out of your taxes one bailout after another.
If we vote to leave, we can take control of our trade negotiations and seal those deals more quickly.
And if we burst out of the shackles of Brussels, we would be able to begin immediately with those long-neglected free trade opportunities.
Maybe some point down the line, there might be a UK-US trade agreement, but it's not going to happen anytime soon because our focus is in negotiating with a big bloc, the European Union.
The European Union has record levels of unemployment, particularly youth unemployment.
If we vote to leave, then I think that the union will be stronger. Firstly, I think when we vote to leave, I think a majority of people in Scotland will also vote to leave as well.
Yesterday, Scotland, like London and Northern Ireland, voted overwhelmingly to remain in the European Union. I think an independence referendum is now highly likely.
At the moment, if we stay in the EU, we hand over something like £350 million every week.
We'll be £350 million a week better off because we'll have money that we can spend on our priorities, not on Brussels' priorities.
£350 million a week go to Brussels, and I think we ought to decide ourselves how we spend that money. And I would suggest that we spend it on the NHS.
You can help it. Every week, we send £350 million to Brussels. Money that's wasted. That's enough to build a new hospital every week.
Is the £350 million that we were told going to go to the NHS, is that going to go to the NHS and when?
Well, the £350 million was an extrapolation of the £19.1 billion.
So how much do you think will go to the NHS then of that £350?
Well, of the monies that we give away to the European Union, which never comes back, I would think the lion's share.
Which never comes back.
But
that's
the other,
only half of £350.
Yes, but the... Yes, but
I mean, let me remind you about the posters that you put up. Because you suggested in those posters, there you go, let's give our NHS the £350 million the EU takes every week.
£350 million a week we send to the EU, which we will no longer send to the EU. Can you guarantee that's going to go to the NHS?
No, I can't, and I would never have made that claim.
17 million people have voted for Leave.
Yeah.
Based, I don't know how many people voted on the basis of that advert, but that was a huge part of the propaganda.
I do have a lump in my throat. I feel a bit sick because of my kids. They wanted to remain. Everyone I know practically... I'm just looking at all the Facebook comments. Everyone's really upset and gutted. But I do feel a bit sick. Now, with this big lie, okay, this £350 million a day that we were told was going to go into the NHS, why haven't we... Why, if it is a lie, is it a definite lie?
Yes.
Lie?
Yeah? Yes, it's a lie.
Okay, then why don't we have... Then we've been conned. Then we need another referendum.
It appears the federal government is headed for a shutdown.
Day one of the government shutdown, and right now, no end in sight.
The main issue is immigration. Democrats want legal status for 800,000...
Over the issue of DACA, the program to protect young, undocumented...
The president's response, direct, no wall, no DACA.
Senator Schumer now says the border wall funding is no longer an option.
All that, and it's not even February yet.
Are you offering an my way or highway scenario to the Democrats? You're saying that if they start investigating you, that you can play that game and investigate
better
them.
Better than them.
Can you compartmentalize
that? I think I know more than they know.
No. No, you don't. Trump's like a Gotham City gangster who thinks he can outsmart Batman and ends up dangling from a gargoyle.
Bad news, Batman. I also have a utility belt. Oh, son of a bitch! Oh, I'm upside down again. Oh, that backfired.
One of my favorite, just a side note, one of my favorite recurring themes in Kozolik is Trump as a really shitty Batman villain who would immediately get tripped up. But I love the idea that Trump thinks he can outsmart the Democrats. And that was seen yet again in the Oval Office meeting.
Right.
He went in thinking that he could like outsmart them, that if he got into a war of words with them. And you can see his thought process in real time in that meeting when Pelosi beats him to the punch and calls it the Trump shutdown. And then he turns to Schumer and he's like, I was going to call it the Pelosi shutdown. And then by the end of it, they bait him into literally like almost staring into the camera and saying, I am proud to shut down the government.
Pieces.
Pieces. Pieces. Pieces. Pieces.
Gibraltar no pertenece al Reino Unido. Está representado por el Reino Unido, pero no pertenece al Reino Unido. Por tanto, nosotros como país no podemos asumir que lo que vaya a pasar con Gibraltar en el futuro dependa de una negociación del Reino Unido con la Unión Europea. Por tanto, a día de hoy, lamento decir que un gobierno pro-europeo como es el gobierno de España votará, si no hay cambios, no al Brexit.
The notion that Britain is going to negotiate a fair deal, a mutually advantageous deal with the European Union, is just a total illusion. You heard Barnier today in his announcement.
It's not going to be quick or painless.
Well, he said something far worse than that. Mm-hmm. The operative phrase is two-phase negotiation. Mm-hmm. What does this mean? It's like you and I wanting to split the pie between us or to negotiate some distribution of burdens and benefits. And imagine if I were to say to you, Halle, you will have first to commit to giving me everything I want before we start discussing what you want from me. Mm-hmm. Now, that is not a negotiation. This is why it was a grave error on behalf of London to go into this two-year period after triggering Article 50 with this view that they are going to negotiate a free trade agreement. It will never come. That two-year period is simply not long enough. And the worst nightmare of Brussels and of Berlin and of Paris mm-hmm. is a good deal with Britain, because to them, that would simply signal to the rest of the EU that you can get out of the EU with benefits.
Yeah, with benefits. So what advice, I mean, I don't know, can you give advice to the Prime Minister?
Of course I can.
That means
she's going to listen to it.
What is your advice to her?
My advice has consistently been, center your tactics on how to get something out of this without needing to negotiate. And let me be concrete on this. If I were Theresa May, I would have triggered Article 50, immediately filed a request for an EEA, a European Economic Area, Norway-style agreement,
okay.
A minimalist Brexit, in other words, for a period of 6 years or 7 years or something of that order of magnitude, in order to prevent these negotiations. Because, you see, this is an off-the-shelf agreement. It doesn't have to be negotiated. That means that, okay, you trigger Article 50, you have a 6-7 year period of a transition period, mm-hmm. which achieves two things. Firstly, it gives the next parliament the space of time which is necessary to debate amongst themselves what kind of long-term arrangements they want with the EU. And at the same time, you allow Merkel to, and Barnier and Jean-Claude Trichet, to effectively throw the ball in the court of their successors. Mm-hmm. And that would be fine by them. But pushing them into an FTA outcome within these 2 years is simply to ask for trouble.
Two referendums, and as it happens, it may be more sense to have the second referendum after the renegotiation is completed. You could have two referendums, and as it happens, it may be more sense to have the second referendum after the renegotiation is completed. You could have two referendums, and as it happens, it may be more sense to have the second referendum after the renegotiation is completed. You could have two referendums. Two referendums. Two referendums. Two referendums. Two referendums. Two referendums. Two referendums.
Hello there. I'm rather intrigued by your Brexit special.
Oh my God. You will not regret getting the Brexit special. It is the most amazing dish that we've ever had on our menu. Like, if you get it, you'll be healthier, you'll be happier, you'll never want to eat anything else again in your whole life. Like, it's so good.
Would you care to tell me what's in it?
Well, okay, so basically, we're taking back control of locally sourced ingredients from this area. It's kind of complicated to explain, but just trust me on this, you're going to love it.
Well, have that then, please.
Perfect. And would you like anything else?
A glass of red wine. Um, I don't mean to ask, but... when can I expect my Brexit special to come? Everyone else has been served, but...
Right, well, basically, that's because they didn't get the Brexit special. The thing about the Brexit special is that because it's been this massive project that we've been making for a while, we're still trying to finesse the recipe.
So you can't make a meal when you've got it on the menu?
No, but see, we can make it. We're just having a little disagreement in the kitchen about how we're going to put it all together.
But surely the chef knows how to make it.
Yes, no, the chef, I have total confidence that she knows how to make it.
Where is my special?
It's just coming.
This is a disgrace. Do you realise how long I've been waiting?
It's coming. What's happened is, since we put this dish on the menu, the chef who came up with it has actually quit. And so now the chef in charge is this woman, and she's the most indecisive person I've ever met in my entire life. She tells one person one thing, another person something else. She tells me a completely different thing. And if I'm completely honest with you, I'm not sure we're going to be able to make this dish for you. I'm so sorry, sir. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. You're clearly under stress. I'll cancel my order.
Okay. You will still have to pay, though, because otherwise I'm going to lose my job.
I have to pay for a meal I haven't eaten.
Well, there are overheads, you see, so we paid for the ingredients, trying to make the Brexit special, and even though we're chucking it away, we still need to pay for it.
I came in here for a meal that was listed on the menu. It doesn't exist. You don't know how to make it, and I have to pay for it.
I know, I'm sorry.
Bring me something that's not a Brexit special.
I'm afraid the kitchen's shut now, sir.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Will you be paying by cash or by card?
The special counsel's investigation will continue to haunt the Trump administration in 2018.
Special counsel Robert Mueller brought the indictment of 13 Russian nationals on charges they interfered with the presidential
race. First charges by Robert Mueller specifically for that interference.
Sources tell the New York Times that President Trump ordered the firing of special counsel Robert Mueller, but then backed off.
Robert Mueller has told the president's lawyers he is likely to request an interview with the president.
Is a special counsel, does he want to interview the president?
Yeah, good luck. Over my dead body, but you know, I could be dead.
911, what's your emergency?
There's people here, there's people, they're all bleeding, they're gonna die.
What school is it?
Stoneman Douglas High School.
School buses, live pictures on your screen. I am sorry to have to report here that we're talking about a high school. Shots have been fired. This is Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, if you know it. This is Parkland, Florida.
Where Stoneman Douglas
to the leaders,
High School has
skeptics, and cynics who told us to sit down and stay silent, welcome to the revolution. It is a powerful and peaceful one because it is of, by, and for the young people of this country.
Politicians who sit in their gilded House and Senate seats funded by the NRA telling us nothing could have ever been done to prevent this, we call BS!
Senator Rubio, can you tell me right now that you will not accept a single donation from the NRA in the future?
They say that tougher gun laws do not decrease gun violence. We call BS!
So right now, in the name of 17 people, you cannot ask the NRA to keep their money out of your campaign?
They say a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun. We call BS!
I can pledge to you that I will support any law that will prevent a killer like this.
No, but I'm talking NRA money.
No.
They say guns are just tools like knives and are as dangerous as cars. We call BS!
NRA, please just keep the money out of Rubio, okay?
Kids don't know what we're talking about, that we're too young to understand how the government works. We call
thing to do today is to throw away the European Union. And that is exactly what didn't happen the last years, Mr. Vistazer. It's a pity that Mr. Farage is not there, Because Mr. Farage, the first thing after Brexit, what he told us, Prime Minister, was that the next domino stone should fall. And the next domino stone, that was Denmark. After Brexit, we should have seen immediately a Dexit. That is what he was telling us here 2 years ago. And what we have seen is exactly the opposite. That is, there was no Dexit. No, in the Eurobarometer of today, the Danish people are in favor of the European Union. They like the European project. They are still critical towards the European project. I don't think that every Danish citizen finds that everything goes well. Certainly not Mr. Vistesen. But in any way, they are saying we are not so stupid to go outside of the European Union. Let's reform the European Union. That is the message of the Danish people, like I see it in the Eurobarometer, and like I hear it, not only in Denmark, but in many countries of the European Union when we are talking about the future. And what we have to do now, Prime Minister, and that's in opposition to Mr. Vistesen, who wants everything as a conservative, so nothing may change for him, otherwise you're not a conservative. But what we have to do now is to take the lesson of Brexit seriously. Not to say, oh, Brexit, it's only the UK going out and let's go forward like we do in the past. No, take the lessons from Brexit, because the UK leaving the European Union is not an enormous success. It's a failure of the European Union. So we have to reform in the European Union. And I think I want to mention two things. The first is on the so-called European army, like Angela Merkel called it. I think that Mr. Weber have given all the arguments why we need a foreign policy, why we need a European army, and Mr. Vistesen has nothing to do with killing the NATO. For me, the European army is the European pillar of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and it's absolutely not in opposition. But we have to stop the waste of money on defense in Europe. We are spending 40% of the American army. We are incapable to do 10% of the operations of the American army. We are spending three times more than the Russians on defense, on military in Europe. Three times more. But I'm not sure, Prime Minister, that if the Russians come this side of our borders, we are capable to stop them without American help. And my second point is about the single market. We need the single market to complete it. You are totally right. We have a single market for Belgian chocolates. Very good. We have a single market for French champagne. Good also. We have a single market for German cars. Fine. We have a German market for Danish design. I'm not talking about IKEA now. I'm talking about real design, especially in Denmark. But we have not a single market for the services of the future. We don't have telecom. We don't have digital. We don't have the capital markets. And that can only be realized when we have a single regulator in Europe. At the time, we got one standard for mobile. You remember that? GSM standard, European standard. We got champions in Europe. We got Nokia. We got Ericsson. At this time, we don't have European standards. And from the 200 biggest high-tech companies, there are only 8 Europeans. For the 20 biggest high-tech companies worldwide, non-European. So I want to support you in your endeavor to create this digital single market as fast as possible and to do it with one regulator.
You're listening to Stephen Ritson in Pieces.
Pieces. Pieces. Pieces.